A Lenten devotional for March 20th, 2020, based on Genesis 47, verses 1 to 26, by Jody Broadhead Moore. Lent, a time to examine ourselves, our needs, our shortcomings, and yes, our blessings, those Old Testament conventions that mirror the original promise God made to Abraham, conventions intended to invoke safety, prosperity, and longevity. In the Old Testament, the activity of blessing displays a proper hierarchy. Fathers bless wives and progeny, rulers bless their subjects, priests bless their congregations. Always, it is the greater who blesses the lesser in the context of one's own community. After Jacob's remarkable reunion with Joseph in Egypt, Joseph presents his father to Pharaoh. Astoundingly, Jacob's first act is to bless Pharaoh, both at the beginning of his audience and in its closing. Not only does his action represent a reversal of the standard convention, but, more dramatically, Jacob's blessing also underscores the fact that God's blessing is not limited to the Abrahamic community. God's blessing is intended for all God's creation, a radical notion that Jesus emphasizes again and again in the New Testament. What is blessing other than the promise of God's salvation? A theme that interlaces the narrative about Joseph. Here in chapter 47, Joseph's new life in Egypt proves to be a salvific blessing to his family, not just in their loving reunion, but also in their escape from famine in Canaan. Pharaoh, perhaps because of Jacob's blessing, gives Israel's family fertile land in Goshen, east of the Nile, for farming and grazing flocks and livestock. This land will be their home for the next 400 years and will save them from certain starvation and death. What is remarkable in this little vignette is God's saving grace shown not just to Jacob and his family, but also to all Egypt and Canaan. By working within Pharaoh's existing institutional structures with supplies he had so wisely stockpiled, Joseph sells food and seeds to all Egypt for surviving the next 5 years of famine. In our Lenten journey, we, like Joseph, must find blessing and salvation whatever our circumstances. Like Jacob and his family, we must recognize when to seek out salvation. Like Jacob, we must remember that even in our weakness, we can bless. We must also ask the question, who in this story is chosen? Does Lent call us to acknowledge the powerful human sin of designating some as chosen and others as unchosen? Does Scripture teach us that God has eternally desired and chosen to bless all God's creation? Heavenly Father, we are beloved sinners of your own creation who are striving always to be more like you. Help us to recognize and root out our need to define ourselves by the other. Help us to recognize how this attitude permeates society and our institutions. Bless us with a kingdom view of your creation and a revelation of a just world in which all can participate equally. For it is through your blessing that our fractured world can attain salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.